Good morning. Michelle, I'm not doing all that well this morning, but we'll get through this. In Matthew 1:21, it says, "And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Imagine a young Jewish girl getting an announcement that as a virgin, she will become pregnant with God's son and give birth to the Savior of the world. Luke 1:30 and 32, we read, "But the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid. Mary, you have been found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High.' Mary was asked to provide her body to nurture and carry God's son." You see, this morning we're celebrating the Lord's birth, but at the same time, we're also remembering his death. See, without his birth, we wouldn't have the death, his burial, and his resurrection, which gives us the way to the Father and eternal life with Jesus. Jeez. How did God decide on how he would be able to save his sons and daughters from the depths of hell and bring us into an eternity with him in heaven? The answer is pretty simple. He sent his son to pay the penalty of our sins. Could it have been any different? Not at all. This was the only way possible. God knew that the only way to have our sins paid for was to have his son pay for them. We needed a savior to be the one who would be able to take upon himself the sins of the world, forever let Satan know that he is not the true Lord of this world. Satan is about to lose, and God will once again prove that he is the one true living God. Nobody else but him. Luke 12:10, "And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven." That's the only sin that is unpardonable. The pain, the suffering, humility, the pulling out of his beard, the crown of thorns being smashed into his head, 3-inch thorns, the 39 lashings with the glass and the bone very sharp, ripping apart his flesh, exposing his inner flesh. The pain he was experiencing was far more than any of us could ever bear. But Jesus was going through all this for you and for me. Luke 22:42, Jesus says, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Jesus really wanted the Father's will to be done according to what God knew had to be done in order to save his people. There was no other way, and Jesus knew that. And he knew that he had to go through what God had called him to do. Any human would have said no. I know if it was me, I would have made a beeline out of there way earlier. He knew the final result would be saving of his children. He knew that if he didn't complete this task, that no one would be able to come to salvation and be able to be with our Father in heaven for an eternity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If this would have been me in that situation again, I'm out of there. The last thing we want to do is to suffer just to save even one sinner. But Jesus took on the whole world. He took on the sins of everyone from the very beginning of time and to the people who haven't been born yet. Just imagine, there's 6.5 billion people on this planet right now. Imagine all the billions that were here before we were here. That's a lot of people. Look at the sins that you carry by yourself. We couldn't do that. He would come down just for us and go through the exact same thing just to save one person. That is a complete amazement to me. I can't even deal with my own sins. Can you? Jeez. Think about having all those sins from billions and billions of people and having to take on those sins. It just amazes me. You know, the feeling at times is just overwhelming, just knowing what I have to go through with my sinful nature. And I can't fathom all that Jesus had to do. So, okay, now we come to the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior. He had to carry that cross. I don't know how far he had to carry it. It was quite a distance, and he was already very weak, beaten, and just in a lonely spot at that point. More so than any of us have probably ever gone through in our entire lives. Luke 23:44 and 46. Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness all over the earth until about the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said that, he breathed his last breath. All right, so we see where Jesus gave himself for our sins and your sins. He would have done the same thing if you were the only person on this planet. That's how much he loves you. Would you do that for the one you love? Probably not. I think that if we were in his situation again, we would run, every one of us, but he didn't. The love that God has for us is more than anybody can even imagine. In John 11:25, Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. And he who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? I certainly do. Jesus gave his life for you. Can you give your life for him? That's the least that you can do. Communion is our time to let Jesus and the world know that what we do indeed believe in him, and that he died for our sins, and with that what he did, and that gives us eternity with Jesus forever. So now we take the bread and remember what he did for us, his body broken. Eat and remember him. At the same time, we take the cup. This is the blood that Jesus spilt for each one of us. Take and drink in remembrance of him. Father, Lord, we thank you for all the pain and suffering you endured, just so we may have a life with you in heaven. We may not understand all you went through, but appreciate your sacrifice and all the pain and suffering you went through, all because you love us that much. Please help us to understand your ways and what you want us to do to glorify you in everything that we do. You're an amazing God and Father, and we love you and ask for forgiveness and mercy, and that your grace will be upon each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.